You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Lawmakers in the Rhode Island House are expected to vote today on legislation to allow same-sex couples to get married. So far, 9 other states and the District of Columbia allow gay marriage, and Rhode Island is the only state in New England without gay marriage legislation. We're joined this morning by family law expert and Roger Williams University Law School professor Bella August Walker, who's been following the battle over same-sex marriage around the country. Bella August Walker, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So as Rhode Island lawmakers prepare for a vote on same-sex marriage today, is the legislation they're looking at any different from laws in other states that already allow gay couples to wed?
The law that Rhode Island is putting forth now essentially takes the current state family law statute and makes it gender neutral. So it simply is kind of simplification of the family law statute as it is now. There are additional provision besides just doing that, dealing with guaranteeing religious freedom and making sure that there are no sort of infringement on exercise of religion.
So what does the law currently say, and how do you make it gender neutral?
The most extensive sort of non-gender neutral part of it, it deals with the ability to marry other people within your same family. So it has an extensive portion saying that a man cannot marry his mother, his mother's daughter, et cetera, et cetera. And that all goes away and says that you're not allowed to marry people within a certain group. So you can't marry your parent, stepchild, et cetera.
But without reference to man and woman.
Without reference to man and woman, though you can, Rhode Island is a state where you can marry your first cousin. There are portions where you have to be 16 if you're female to get married and 18 if you're male, that it brings it all down to the 16.
So you would still be able to marry your first cousin, but you have to be 16.
Right. Yes. Yes. And so you can currently marry your first cousin. It's one of 35 states in the union. You can marry your first cousin.
However, with this change, whether it's a same-sex marriage to a first cousin or not, you could still do it.
Right.
Now, tell me, Bella August Walker, is this different from how other states have gone about legalizing same-sex marriage?
We've had different processes so that in some of these you have a court decision. It's only in the more recent years that we've actually had it done legislatively.
And we should say that today's vote in the Rhode Island House is not definitive. The state Senate has yet to move this bill out of committee, and Senate President Teresa Piva-Weed does not support same-sex marriage. Catholic church leaders have also publicly advocated against this bill. Were similar characteristics at play in other states just before they legalized same-sex marriage?
I think you've had this continuing tension about certain religious groups and organizations that are advocating against the same-sex marriage move. Now, you have to say there's also many religious figures in Rhode Island who have come forward to speak in favor of the legislation. And we can, I think Rhode Island's got a unique history in the way in which it's wanting to respect religious freedom. I mean, now we're the 350th anniversary of the Roger Williams Charter, which the governor referred to and talking about in the ways in which we sort of set forward the principles that we're going to respect religious expression and also keep religious freedom and issues separate from the government.
So, Bella August Walker, you just mentioned Governor Lincoln Chafee's recent speech, and many supporters of same-sex marriage are increasingly framing this as a civil rights issue, including President Barack Obama during his inauguration speech. Do you see this as a civil rights issue?
I think it is a civil rights issue. What we have here is the ability to access considerable protections based on government law for one's relationship and for one's family. If we think about the status of sort of marriage and ways in which you might kind of duplicate these protections that are created by marriage, so we have, say, the civil union and other couples who may be married, say, have a same-sex marriage elsewhere, but are living in Rhode Island, to be able to sort of get the same status as a normal, you know, heterosexually married couple, you've got to go through significant other procedures. So doing things like setting up, you know, a will, a power of attorney, various property documents, etc.
I mean, isn't it just an issue of basic fairness? The law says that one group of people can marry and another group can't.
I think what you have here is that you've got an attempt sort of through civil unions is that you're setting up two different statuses so that if we have marriage and if we're going to give out our state benefits and protections based on marriage, that we can't sort of differentiate based on sex and setting up kind of another status that we're going to call civil unions, which may or may not be respected in, you know, in other states or in other by the federal government or by other organizations.
But what about opponents of same-sex marriage who say this infringes on their religious beliefs, for example? Would the Catholic Church be opening itself up to discrimination lawsuits if it refused to perform gay marriages once the state made them legal?
The marriage law that's being put forward right now has explicit and extensive protection for religious expression and the ability for a religious organization to decide what kind of ceremony or celebration it's going to have, and that's not going to interfere with any sort of religious doctrine of any sort. So that in the Catholic Church, I mean, while, you know, if you're divorced, you can get married in Rhode Island in, you know, by any justice of the peace, there's nothing that says that a Catholic ceremony has to recognize somebody who's been previously married, that the Catholicism sets the rules for who can be married as a Catholic, and those aren't changed by the state regulations.
So if that is not changed, Roger Williams University law professor Bella August Walker, what would change if this law is passed? I mean, Rhode Island already does allow same-sex couples to enter civil unions. So what would change with full marriage rights?
First, a civil union is somewhat of an uncertain status. We know exactly what marriage is. Marriage is recognized by many different organizations. So the civil union statute in Rhode Island says that the state of Rhode Island should accord civil unions the same protections as another marriage is given. But if you leave the state, you don't know if any of those benefits are going to be accorded to you. There's also in the civil union regulation in Rhode Island, it exempts any, you know, religious organization or charitable educational organization that's controlled by a religious organization from having to provide any sort of services or accommodations or recognize a civil union ceremony. So on one hand, that might seem like, you know, religious freedom, but on the other hand, it means that, say, a civil union spouse enters a hospital that's connected with a religious organization, that hospital can refuse to allow them to see their partner. With full marriage rights, they'd have to recognize that, yeah, anybody who has the state status of married should be accorded those protections. Now, to the extent that we're asking, you know, religious organization to perform sort of its own ceremonies and doctrines, etc., that's not affected by the marriage law. But when they're interacting with sort of in other sort of public services, then they do need to, you know, accord those protections just the same as they might, you know, accord somebody else who's not going by religious doctrine when they're married.
Well, Professor Bella August Walker from Roger Williams University Law School, thanks so much for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.